Some of y'all out here giving love a bad name, and I need y'all to stop that. Today, we're going to learn about real love. Real love. Cue my theme music. Hey, Rebel. Welcome to Untoxify Your Relationship. Here, we will talk about all things healthy and how to get that toxic mess out of you and your partnership. I'm your host, Melissa Webb, a practicing licensed mental health therapist with 10 years experience. All right, let's go ahead and hop into it. Hey, y'all, I had to set my vocals out in the intro if y'all didn't catch that real love, because today we are going to be talking about what is real love. If you're a millennial, you know that song by Mary J. Blige off the What's the 411 album. Hello, that was the album. In the song, she's talking about she's searching for a real love. She wants to be able to set her heart free to someone because she wants that real love. And in relationships, we're all searching for a real love. We want to give our heart to someone. But in the past, we have seen things and we have experienced things which sometimes stops us from either experiencing real love or giving out a counterfeit love. So in my last relationship, both me and my partner, we both said I love you and we meant it. And the way we showed it was not quite healthy. We sucked at love. We both sucked at love. And it was shown in horrible ways. We did name calling, put downs. There was pride. There was gaslighting. There was a lot of impatience, especially on my end. There were grudges that was held. There was unkind talk and unkindness. There was manipulation. People was quick to get mad and be tempered. There was irritation. And the list can go on and on and on of how we showed our love to each other. And there was good times, not to say like the whole relationship was trash. There was some gems in the trash, but there was more trash than gems. So that relationship had to go. So the moral of the story is people get into relationships and they don't know how to love, or they don't know what real love is. So they love from brokenness, unhealed trauma, unrealistic expectations, and it can look like the struggle love, the Disney princess love. Yeah, I know that Disney princess love of, oh my God, you treat me bad, now I love you, now we're happily ever after. It can look like a narcissistic love. It can look like a toxic love. It can look like broken love, and so on and so forth. At the end of the day, it is a very unhealthy love. And I have seen from working with clients one-on-one, working in groups, and just having, you know, friends and family members who have experienced love. This is a phenomenon. Like, people really don't know how to love. A lot of people have had their hearts broken, whether it's in romantic relationships or even in other relationships. People have had their heart broken. Now they're trying to figure out how to love, and they just don't know how to do it. So today we're going to talk about what is love. We also going to talk about what it ain't, what it is and what it ain't, and how do we fix this? Because we on this podcast talk about how to untoxify our relationships. And love is a core of relationships. So we can try to untoxify that. Maybe we can have better relationships. So let's go ahead and get into it. So what is love? We get our definition of love from 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. And it says, love is patient, kind, not envious, not arrogant, not proud. It's honoring, it's selfless, even tempered, without grudges, without malice, protective, trusting, hopeful, and persevering. Now, what love ain't? This is where you start to see complications in your relationship. It ain't impatient, unkindness, envy, arrogance, pride, dishonor, self-interest, quick temper, grudges, malice, neglectfulness, mistrust, hopelessness, and unfaithfulness. So when we start to see those 14 things in our relationship, it shows us that we are not loving our partner the way that the Bible wants us to love either our partner, our friends, our neighbor, whoever. So Jesus gives us two easy commandments to follow when it comes to love. The first one is love God, and the second one is love others as ourselves. And this is in Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. And this is what we need to fix in order to love others like we should be loving them. The problem is if we have a really jacked up view of how we love ourselves, that will affect how we love others, and it will also affect how we love God. And that is based off of those two commandments, love others as ourselves. So we have a lack of love for ourselves, that is going to show up in our relationships, and it's also going to show up in our relationship with God. So how do we fix this? Well, I'm going to talk about how to fix your love with yourself, how to fix the love in your relationship, and how to fix your love with good old G-O-D. So first with self. There's this thing called self-esteem. Self-esteem is how you view yourself. And there is a spectrum of self-esteem. On the very low end of that spectrum, you have an inferior love for yourself. So that means that you don't love yourself enough. On the high end of that, you love yourself too much, which is a superior view of yourself. We want to get right smack dab in the middle where there is a healthy confidence. So how do we fix self-esteem? How do we build self-esteem? One, we need to become aware of our negative thinking, because what you focus on is what will take root in your actions and in your behaviors. So if you're focusing on that you're a bad person and you don't deserve love and I'm not good enough, if you start focusing on those negative things, then yes, that will take root, and then that will show in all of your actions and behaviors. So in order to fix that, we need to become more aware of our negative thinking. And then also we need to use positive self-talk. This can look like positive affirmations. Yay, affirmations. You can go on Pinterest and find positive affirmations. The way I teach my one-on-one people how to do positive affirmations is, one, pick a sentence that you want to work on when it comes to your self-esteem. So one that people pick is, I am good enough, or I am worthy. Then you choose evidence from your life when this was true. So that can either be a time when you felt worthy, a time when someone else said that you were worthy, or pick a quote that rings true for yourself. And then we find a Bible scripture to support all of this, because we need a foundation to stand on, and that is the truth. Then we also have truth from our lives or some evidence. And then this is how we're going to get this positive phrase or sentence deep down in us, because all of this is true. And so you just say positive affirmations every day. I always tell people, well, at least the way that I have them do it, I always have people do at least somewhere between 5 to 7. Some people say 7 is too much, so they stick with 5, which is totally fine. But as long as you're doing them every day and saying them and then praying as you say them, then I have seen great results from people who have did positive affirmations this way. And I also talk about this in the episode. I will link it in the show notes. The other thing you want to do is practice giving yourself grace. This is what we call self-compassion. So being nice to yourself, forgiving yourself, and just saying nice things about you, because that's how we give ourselves compassion. I know people who give compassion to others, but they don't give compassion to themselves. I was one of those people where I can give everybody else grace, but when it came to me, I couldn't make a mistake. And that's just not realistic. So also, let's have realistic views of ourselves and not be perfectionists. And lastly, if you're having a hard time doing some of these things, get you a therapist. I'm going to always advocate for therapy because I am a therapist and therapy works. I have been in therapy. I have seen other people come on the other side of therapy. Therapy works. If anybody tell you therapy don't work, they lying. Therapy works, or they had a therapist that just wasn't good, because that's a thing too. If you don't want to get a therapist, go seek some wise counsel to help you build self-confidence and self-esteem. Now, in RuPaul's Drag Race, I love RuPaul's Drag Race. RuPaul says something at the end of each episode of, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love someone else? If you're having issues loving yourself, we're going to see this translate into relationships. So if you're insecure about some things, insecurity is going to show up in your partnership. If you are anxious about whatever, anxiousness is going to show up in your partnership. So we have to fix the view of ourselves in order to show up better in our relationships. And I also understand that you might not have had the best examples of relationships. You might have grown up and seen some really hard things, and also movies and TV shows that shows us this quote unquote perfect type of love or this happily ever after love has also tainted the way you view things. And I just want to say, I'm sorry if you have seen bad examples, but that's why we have the truth, aka the Bible, to show us what love is. And that's where that 1 Corinthians 13 verses come in. If there's unforgiveness or some pain and some hurt from previous relationships, whether it's previous romantic relationships or relationships with parents or guardians or anything that's relational wise, and you need to forgive someone, you need to go ahead and forgive them, because what you don't forgive will also show up in your relationships. I don't want you walking into a new relationship with all these bags. Like, where are we going? And why you got so many bags trying to go into a relationship talking about, okay, I'm ready. No, we need to unpack whatever's in those bags, those suitcases, book bag, whatever. Unpack that so that way you're not going in so heavy into a relationship. You can actually go in pretty light. That's not to say that we're all going to walk in with some type of baggage. I would rather you walk in with one bag than 10 bags. And with that one bag, you know, constantly working on, you know, becoming a better version of yourself, that will look like going to see a therapist or seeking wise counsel, whether that's a pastor, a mentor, whoever, that can help you to unpack the trauma and pain and everything else that has happened to you. Because again, what has happened in the past can definitely show up in your future as it comes to relationships. Now, for those of you that are in relationships, I will say, test your relationship against this 1 Corinthians 13 verses when it talks about love is patient, love is kind. Because if your relationship has those 14 things I talked about, which was impatience, unkindness, envy, arrogance, quick temper, grudges, etc., etc. If you have those, then you need to examine yourself of like, why am I quick tempered? Why am I impatient? Why am I holding grudges? And really examine yourself and figure out what is going on. So that way it can get fixed. And then you can, again, unpack that bag and go into your relationship lighter. So that way you can love your partner better. And lastly, how do we fix our relationship with God? Key thing is you have to fix the view of yourself. So it really starts with you fixing the view that you have of yourself, or fixing the view that you have of love, in order to love others and to love God. So if you have an inferior view of yourself, you might say, why does God love me? If you have a superior view of yourself, you might think, I'm so great, even God loves me. So one is very arrogant and one is very inferior, and both are inaccurate. So as believers, we ought to know and believe that God has love for us. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, it says, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. So everything God does is because he loves us. And our love of God is in response to his love for us. You have to know and believe that God loves you. The question becomes, do you love God? Because I think where people get stuck is that they believe that if they do something wrong, then that will separate them from God's love. You have to know and believe that nothing can separate you from the love of God. God will always love you no matter what. So that means you can mess up and he'll love you. You can go out here and roll around in dirt, he'll love you. You can treat your partner wrong and still know that God loves you. How do I know that? Because the good book tells me so. And also, Paul tells me so. Paul goes off in Romans 8. I think he goes off in all of Romans, but something about Romans 8, he was on one. And so in Romans 8, he says, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, or any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So nothing can separate you from God's love. That is good news on today. God loves you. That is the moral of the story. God loves you. You have to believe that. And I believe once you believe that and you let that sink in, that will change how you love yourself, how you love others. When it comes to relationships, in order for us to love God, we have to love people. And loving people is hard. Whoever said loving people was easy, they lying. Loving people is hard. In scripture, Jesus tells us how you treat others will show your status as a disciple. In other words, it will show how you're a follower of Jesus. So how you treat someone shows, are you a Jesus follower or no? In John 13, verses 34 through 35, it says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. How you treat people bears fruit, right? So if you're treating people bad, you're bearing bad fruit. Who wants bad fruit? I hate bad fruit. I throw away bad fruit all the time. We don't want bad fruit. We want to produce good fruit. So how you treat people will show, one, will produce good fruit. It also shows, yo, he loved Christ, because that's a hard person to love and they doing a really good job at loving this person. In John 14, 15, Jesus says, love me and keep my commandments. We know that loving others and loving God is a commandment, and it's hard to do. Later on in that verse, he tells us how we, the help that we will have in order to follow his commandments, and that is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help us to love others and to love God. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Another version says, through Christ who gives me power. The Holy Spirit will give you power to love others and to love God, and also to love yourself, to give that love to yourself. So at the end of the day, real love is 1 Corinthians 13. And how do we love? Well, we got to love God and we have to love everyone else as we love ourselves. So we have to give ourselves this love in order to give it out to other people. And that, my friends, is the end of this episode. So I hope this made sense in your journey of loving yourself and loving other people and also loving God, because we need all three. We need all three. You cannot have one without the other. All three are interconnected, and this is how you have healthy and whole relationships. Now, the other person don't want to do that. That's on them. You, if you love yourself enough, you will leave. But this is how we have healthy, whole relationships, either with ourselves or with other people. So thanks for listening. Like I said, I hope this all makes sense. Go ahead and share this episode with your auntie, uncle, and cousin and them. New episodes drop on Monday. I try to get one out every week. Sometimes it's every other week because life just been life and lately. And stay non-toxic, stay classy, and I will see you later. Peace. Thank you for listening. Go ahead and share this episode with your family and friends. Don't forget to check out the quiz to figure out what your toxic trait is. The link is in the show notes. Thank you, and see you next time.